I'm Josie Siegel, and I'm the head of decor and sacred spaces. And I have been for 8 years, 6 years with a 2-year hiatus. And we are here at Yellow Barn Farm up in Longmont, a regenerative farm. It's part of a larger and growing cooperative of regenerative farms in the county and more broadly in the movement of regenerative agriculture. And this is the Hanuman Festival. It's a devotional yoga festival that is now in its 10th year. So it's our anniversary, and it's our first time here at the Yellow Barn, and it's been so beautiful to be more intimate with the land and to have it be smaller and sweeter this year than it maybe ever has been.
What has been special this year? And also, you have celebrated 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 10 years is special. The thing that I'm most excited about is the weaving of earth consciousness, of our duty to be here, really here, with the land and with the plants and with the animals and with each other, and to take responsibility for our place being here, not just to be all yogic and transcendent, but to really, really take up our place and know that yoga is the weaving of the great knowledge with the local knowledge, you know, the local relationships and the ways of being in connection with all that we are here participating in life with.
In this special 10th anniversary of the Hanuman Festival, you're also concentrating in everything that has to do with climate change. Right now it's almost 100 degrees outside here. What are your thoughts about this reality that we're living now?
Mm-hmm. Well, we did have a bunch of panel discussions and things to sort of help generate conversation about it, but really it's action. And that's why I'm so happy it's at Yellow Barn, because it's actually connecting with the food production and the species that we eat and the ones that we don't, that are still part of making this ecosystem healthy and diverse and vibrant. And so where I stand, I see the need for people to really grow their food and relate to the earth in a generative and creative and regenerative way, and also to recognize that there's really no more important work on this earth at this time than to address that earth and to address our place in relationship with everything.
You have taken 3 days of workshops, of yoga, of speakers known in the community, but also in the world, and everything around a very mystical story. How can you relate this coming together of a community of how many people were here? Maybe 300, something like that, in relationship with this Hanuman story of superpower?
Yeah, the story of Hanuman is that God essentially asks him to find a particular herb on a mountain. And so he's sort of maddened by the task. Like, how can I possibly do this? I'm just a monkey. You know, and he goes to this mountain. He says, but I'll do it for God. And he's looking around. He says, oh God, I can't remember what herb. I can't remember what it was. And so his solution is then to bring the whole mountain and to leap across vast expanse in this full devotional leap, carrying a mountain. I think there's something about how we are able to do incredible things when we do it from a place of devotion, when we know why we're doing it. And I think that we sometimes have underestimated what humanity and really life on earth is capable of when we think that we can't actually address what we're facing. We can, and we must. And so we do, and it feels good to be a part of that movement.
What has been the biggest learning of this Hanuman Festival, the 10th anniversary, that you would like to take with you and that you would like others to take?
Well, I think Yoshi Eono is the one who's been holding it this whole time. And there was something really beautiful in just this last session that we had where he said, you know, I've been carrying this torch for 10 years and I'd like to carry it with someone else. And this, the depth of what's possible when we actually are connected to one another. Like, I wish there's some way of telling the story of Hanuman where he leaps, but maybe there's someone who's leaping with him or reminds him of the herb. And so he can just bring back the right herb and let let actually our connection, our relationship be the thing, be that magic medicine that enables us to do what we didn't think was possible. So I think that's, I mean, Yoshi holds this so beautifully, and I'm also deeply convinced of the medicine of just really being in relationship with each other as whole beings and as deeper beings when we are together.
Just describe what the highlight of the event.
I think that the dance last night with Amber Ryan was really spectacular. You know, we do a lot of yoga practice and meditation and chanting, and when it comes together, I have this belief that dance is how humans really bloom. And in the same way that, you know, it's easiest and most accurate to identify what an herb is or what a flower is based on its flower, I think in the same way you can really see a person when you see them dancing, when you're dancing together, even more so.
Where's it going to be next year?
Yo no sé.
Who knows? But it is so beautiful. Thank you again for giving me this opportunity to chat with you at the end of this beautiful festival here at the Yellow Barn Farm. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.